D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
World of entertainment a couple days ago, where Roy Clark of Hee Haw fame, more than anything else, passed on to the next plane.
Was Hee Haw?
And that is in no way to sell him short.
I don't know, Mike.
As a musician or guitar player or anything else.
You know what? I hate it that he was on Hee Haw.
He was perfect on Hee Haw.
No, he was great.
For me, there was a lot of credible musicians on Hee Haw. That's not a point of shame.
I realize that. But the point is, for me as a kid back in the day, I hated Hee Haw.
Oh, God, how could you hate it?
It was
why?
Don't give me that. You didn't watch it.
Yes, I did.
You did not like Hee Haw.
I loved Hee Haw.
It was campy and silly.
You?
It was like redneck Benny Hill.
Yeah, it was fun.
You watched Hee Haw.
Yes.
I don't believe that. All the TV shows that you didn't watch, and you watched Hee Haw.
You know what else Hee Haw had, Corby?
Was Hee Haw?
It had babes.
The Hee Haw Honeys.
Yeah, it had the two girls.
Well, there's a lot more than two.
It was ridiculous.
It had babes,
it had
great music, and Roy Clark was one of them.
Well, and the thing is, I always thought that Roy Clark was a television host. I didn't realize that he was probably one of the top five most badass guitar players that ever walked the earth.
He was a most serious guitar
player. How was I to know? He was doing bits. He was doing.
Yeah, that's
he was
true.
In a freaking overalls in a hayfield, popping up and like, "Hey, everybody!"
No, he'd pop up.
That's
and
Roy Clark.
Say, "Empty Arms Hotel."
God, the worst.
Or whoever
bits.
That was.
Even as a 5-year-old, I realized that that comedy was terrible.
Look, you had
and
Lulu.
Buck Owens too.
You had Lulu and Grandpa. I get it, but man, Buck Owens was a badass, and Roy Clark was a badass.
Right, I agree, Danny. But as a child, I'm not thinking about their musical history. I'm thinking two spares in a cornfield.
God.
I don't know that they're badass.
It was
badasses.
Funny though.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Does anybody connect with rural America less than Corby?
No,
hey, really,
no, they don't.
I'm sorry. Roy Clark didn't host a show about tennis.
I loved Green Acres. I love the Andy Griffith Show. Is my favorite TV show in the world.
Yeah, but those are sitcoms.
What is this?
Hee Haw speaks
a variety
to real
show.
Rural America.
Oh, yep. The hell it
does.
Yeah, right.
Of course it does.
It does not.
It does, too.
This is a whole nother argument.
My point is that in my brain, I wasn't aware of how great Roy Clark was. And anytime I saw his big, fat face, all I thought of was, that's the guy on the dumbest TV show out there. And I didn't realize how great he was.
Until now?
It makes me mad. No. I mean, years later. But I always looked at him and Buck Owens, too. I'm like, oh, God, no, not them. It's Hee Haw. And I'd run. That's what my grandparents watched.
They're just doing a gig, man.
I know. They were getting paid a lot of money to do a bad TV show. For how long?
God.
25 years?
Yeah, for more than two decades. He died on Thursday at his home in Tulsa. And a spokesman says the cause was
Pneumonia.
Yeah. And complications thereof.
It's going to get us all, Mike.
Yeah, it probably is. Now, he was best known on Hee Haw for the pick.
And I can't hear you say Hee Haw.
Was Hee Haw?
Of that.
Was Hee Haw.
Have you guys heard the long version of that in a while?
No.
And how all that came to be?
No, I haven't.
Mino, pull that up because it's the most ridiculous sounding thing ever. I mean, when you hear it now, you know that you're talking about Hee Haw. But when you initially said that, we had no idea what was going on. None.
Do you remember how it got, the news was broken to you?
It was basically the same thing. I don't remember the Pro Bowl being on, but
I remember my dad played golf that day, so that's probably a bit of a harbinger.
Was he hog?
Was he a hog?
No, was he hog on for you?
Was he what?
Hog?
Hog?
What's a haw hawing?
Was he haw hog?
was hee-haw on.
Was hee-haw on. That's even better.
We didn't know. I
you know what came out of your mouth?
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think it was like a rerun of Laugh-In.
I honestly thought that you were saying hee-haw-haw.
Was hee-haw?
I thought he said, was he a hog?
Was he hog?
Like, was he hog to me?
You laughing, saying, is he hog?
Was he hog?
Yeah, when you guys reacted that way, I lost it too.
That's so funny.
Well, right, he did the picking and grinning segment with Buck okay. Owens God. And Jerry Reed.
Yeah. Thank God Jerry Reed was in a cool movie. Otherwise, I would have thought of him as a spare, too.
God.
Yeah. How am I supposed to know?
I don't know. Educate yourself.
Things yeah, maybe, my, maybe I'm fine.
Maybe look
ask your parents
a little bit.
Things that my grandparents watched were not cool. I didn't think Perry Mason was very good either.
What did you know about cool as a kindergartner?
Not cool. Good. Good. Funny. Was not funny. The Brady Bunch was funny.
God, I didn't realize that you're still wet in the bed, but you've got this elitist comedy sense.
I was smart enough to know that Hee-Haw sucked, and it still sucks.
You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
It does
okay,
anything
Danny,
but suck.
It does not.
You guys, are you still watching it then?
Is,
you love going back on
it's not on anymore. Hee-Haw's not on.
It's on the RFD network.
If I came across Hee-Haw, I would watch it.
Yes, I would too. I would watch it all the time. Dude,
okay, it's on.
It is
it's
what
on.
It's supposed to be. It's campy. It's stupid.
It's the hillbilly laugh-in.
Yes,
and here's
yes.
The thing.
And what was wrong with laugh-in?
Laugh-in wasn't funny either.
Laugh-in was
funny.
How
the hell it was.
God.
Can we just eulogize this poor son of a bitch that died a couple of days ago? Quit debating whether Hee-Haw had credibility. God
Is
almighty. Hee-Haw? I'm sorry, he wasn't on the Pearl Jam hour. God. What a snob.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to win on Twitter on this. You'll see.
I don't care. I don't care about Twitter.
Get them, Twitter.
Hay seeds up there. It's a stupid-ass show.
It is not.
All right, God. Go on. Talk about how great he is, because I'm about to.
Well, I mean, he was well-known long before Hee-Haw as a badass guitar slinger.
Was Hee-Haw?
This man's life is being ruined right now.
A badass guitar slinger in that Chet Atkins, Jerry Reed sort of way.
Right.
You know? Didn't do a lot of stuff with a whammy bar, which I know ruins him for you.
Didn't have Marshall Stacks.
No, he didn't have Marshall Stacks or anything like that. He was just a very tasteful guitar picker.
He didn't get a studio credit on the Temple of the Dog record. So he sucks.
Oh, now here is something I didn't know. He first came to public notice playing guitar in the house band on Country Style, which was a popular Washington TV show hosted by Jimmy Dean, the well-known country singer Jimmy Dean.
And Sausage Impresario.
Yes, the Sausage Impresario. And then after that, he was on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. And then he got a job with the country singer George Hamilton IV and just sort of worked his way up through the ranks and wound up playing with Wanda Jackson and many other country figures and finally landed on Hee-Haw.
The only reason that I found out that he was actually, like, good at guitar was I'm watching a rerun of The Odd Couple sometime in the 70s. Maybe in the 80s, even. Mm-hmm. And there was an episode where Oscar ran into... what's the guy's name, Ty? Oscar's name?
Jack Tony Klugman? Randall?
Jack
Klugman.
Yeah. So Jack Klugman ran into Roy
Tony
Clark.
Tony Randall was Felix Unger, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ran into Roy Clark and brought him back to their place, and he played. And Felix thought that the guitar was, you know, beneath him, and he was an opera guy and a classical music guy. And Roy Clark sat down and started playing basically classical music on his guitar and did it for like 2.5 minutes. And I'm like, holy crap, are you kidding me? So This is what it sounded like. This is what turned the thing for me over on Roy Clark.
You got a window open, dude.
For the sport, not just for the Arizona Cardinals.
His hands are moving 1 million miles an hour, and I'm not even kidding. So then I thought to myself, I was like, okay, now I understand.
And then when it was over, he looked out at you and said, I'm a pickin'.
Here, this is where it gets really crazy, too. Let me see if I can find it.
Was he hauled?
Yep.
Hang on, Mike.
I don't believe it was classical music. That would have been, wasn't that the great Malaguena, Michael?
It certainly was.
Well, whatever it was really cool. And that's when I turned the thing around on Roy Clark and realized what a monster he was on the instrument.
He was most serious. He was a guitar slinger of the highest order who will be missed. He was 85 years old, and he was... Let's see. He was survived by his wife of 61 years. Only one, Corby.
What a good man.
Three sons, two daughters, four grandchildren.
Stay hard, Chuck. Or, boy.
Chuck.
God.
Speaking of Chuck, you know who was on Hee Haw a bunch? And this might get
Chuck
you,
Morgan.
Yeah, it might
That's
get
why
you,
I said Chuck.
Get you banned from the new ballpark, your take on Hee Haw.
Yeah. Don't think he's not listening to all this.
Hey, I didn't know.
All those emails and text messages to get free tickets and suites for you and your kids.
I was five.
Try that now.
Yep. I was five.
Try that now and wait for the one word answer you get, which is nope.
And kids, please do not jar.